everyone, and welcome to another episode of BS Drunk Movie Reviews. This is a weekly podcast, and we do upload the video version to our YouTube channel. So make sure to check that out and hit that subscribe button. My name is Veta, and as always, I am joined by my brother Matt.
Hey, you guys.
And this month, we are doing movies that have like a psychic or sixth sense type feel to them, or ability, however you want to phrase it. And on this episode, we are going to be doing The Eye.
The eye, the brown eye.
Right. So before we get started on this, what are you drinking tonight?
Okay. So I kind of messed this one up a little bit, but okay. So I'm doing what is called the blue eye, but I have to like a froth some, like I tried to froth some milk. And it's like, it looks like it's curdling. I don't know if you could see it. And then like, I tried to add blueberries, but they all sank to the bottom. Oh my God. Did you do the eye too? Shut up.
I did not, because it says you're supposed to use caster sugar, and I didn't have caster sugar. So I just used granulated sugar, and I did everything like it said. And it just like,
look at mine. They look like little spermies. Like, look, it looks like I'm trying to impregnate these blueberries.
The top view of mine.
I know.
It's like somebody hacked the loogie.
The picture that I saw, it looked like an actual eye. I was like, that looks great. And this mine does not look like an eye at all.
No, mine looks like somebody spit in my drink. You're failed too.
I'm right on. Well, I mean, it tastes good though so far.
I was gonna say, it didn't change the taste of it, because I tasted it, because I went, oh, that looks like curdled milk. I am not drinking curdled milk for this podcast.
Right on. That's so, that me too. Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie, I had tried it before because I like to test it out, and I had frozen the milk in little cubes and then I threw those in there. That didn't work at all. That was just like big chunks of milk, and I was just like, I'm not a fan of this, whatever's going on
here.
Yeah,
but it really did look like a nice little blue eye.
Yeah, yeah.
On the pictures. I wonder how many times they had to make it to get
exactly it. I'm the same boat, dude. I just like, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what, it's fine, everything's fine. But
tastes fruity pebble-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that from it, but it tastes pretty good. I love blue Curaçao. It just tastes so good and everything. And this has vodka, so I love vodka. So
who doesn't love vodka?
Yeah, so blue Curaçao vodka. It's just the chunky parts of milk. Maybe next time I'll make it, but just forget
that.
Yeah,
because you're supposed to take the caster sugar and the cream or whole milk and like mix them together so they're kind of frothy. Yeah, that did not work out for me.
Right on. Okay.
All
so
right.
Let's get into this movie, Hooker.
Let's jump into this. This movie has Jessica Alba in it. Just
God,
a quick
love
little
her.
Synopsis. Such great eye candy for everybody.
Oh my God, she's so hot. I just want to say, I had the hugest crush on her for like
who
the
didn't?
longest time. She is so, I still kind of have a crush on her. She's so hot.
Oh, yeah. And she's had multiple kids and she still looks good.
Yeah, she looks great.
So good for her.
Mm-hmm.
So she plays a blind lady who is on her second transplant. The first one didn't take. She's a professional violinist.
Mm-hmm.
She gets this transplant and she starts to see like memories of the girl who had the eyes before her.
Right.
Which mm-hmm. now makes me go, I think I'm okay being blind if I ever go blind. I don't want a transplant. I know you don't believe in ghosts, but man, don't you think now if you take somebody else's eyes, you could see them?
No, I don't. I don't believe in any of that nonsense. So no, if I ever lose my eye, I'm like, yeah, give me some dead girl's eyes. I'm totally fine with it, you know?
All right. So what did you think of this movie in general?
Okay, so when I first watched it, I thought it was great. But now rewatching it, I was just like, this movie is fucking ridiculous.
Were you younger the first time you saw
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was younger. I
yeah,
think I
your
I
hormones
wanna,
were just like, man, I bet your boobies are
I
pretty.
Yeah, right. I want to say that I saw this in theaters when it came out. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I just, I remember liking it. And then I rewatched it now for this podcast. And I was just like, you know, it wasn't as good as I thought it was.
I was the same way.
There was...
I didn't remember the conductor being such a dick.
Oh my God. Yeah, right. Oh my God, right. We need to talk about him. And I just remember, like, there are some parts in this movie where I just threw up my hands. I was like, what the fuck is going on here right now? This is ridiculous.
The therapist is so inappropriate.
Oh my God. So the part where he goes, I'm here to lead you through life, or whatever he says, I'm paraphrasing. I was just like, yeah, you're here to lead her to this dick. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I'd be the same way with Jessica Alba. I'd be like, yeah, hey, baby, you want this dick? And everything. Right. You think you're special? You're not that special without this dick, you know?
She gets the operation and she starts seeing like the grim reapers that escort you from your death to wherever it goes from there. Yeah. She's in the hospital.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to mention, okay, so I love when she's in the hospital for when she does the, real quick, we need to talk about something that is near and dear to our heart in this movie, and that is Parker Posey.
Oh my God.
I forgot she was in this movie. And as soon as I saw her, I was like, I'm in. I love her. She's great. What was she, a stewardess? I got that she was
the sister.
Yeah, but she was a stewardess, right? That was her job. Okay, great.
Yeah, that was her job.
Okay, good. Because the whole time I'm like, what is her job besides awesome? Okay. Yeah. As soon as she showed up and she's like, I'm here to take care of you, I was like, oh my God, Parker Posey, I want to party with you.
Oh my God. I wish I would have watched this like a week earlier, because like somebody had on Twitter, post your favorite Parker Posey, you know, moment. And I was like, I would have posted a picture from this movie and been like, she's the only thing worth seeing.
Oh my God. Ain't that the truth? And she's in it for like a top 5 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I love when she's in the hospital, right? And she's just gotten the surgery done, right? And that Gypsy Rose wannabe comes in and she's all like, hey, I'm Gypsy Rose and everything. And she's like, I got a golf ball inside of my head. I just feel like she just wanna be like besties and everything. So like, I'm just all like, honey, what's going on here with this? Which I'm like, you know, don't get me wrong, love the scarf on your head, but I'm not feeling the kinship, you know? It's like, hey, doppelganger.
And so, it's the middle of the night and this kid's just walking around the hospital staring at sleeping people.
Exactly. It's like, hey, freak, you know, whatever. Like, I get it. You're dying. We're all dying. You're just a little bit faster than the rest of us.
She's an overachiever.
Yeah, exactly. But I love that it was Chloe McGrace Moretz or whatever her name is. I just love that it's her, because I was like, oh, you were a cute kid and everything. I mean,
I didn't realize it was her until like the second time. And I was like, oh my God, it's the girl.
It's Hit Girl. I love her.
Yeah. So she gets out of the hospital and she starts going back to her regular life, which is great. But now all of a sudden she's apparently a shitty violinist because she's not blind.
Which I just want to be like, honey, close your eyes. Like, you know, like when I'm just like, she's like reading the music, like she's trying to learn it. I was like, why don't you just do what you did before? Just put like, close your eyes and read the Braille, because you can still read Braille. I'm sorry. Just because you can see now doesn't mean you can't read Braille. And I'm all like, and do what you did before. Just when you're playing, close your eyes. I'm all like, this is ridiculous. And can we fast forward to when she is talking to the maestro guy?
At lunch. Oh, and he just is a dick.
He's a total dick. I love how, what does he say? Like, when I went up on stage, when I was doing the concerto or whatever bullshit he was talking, I was like, I was nervous. And then I pulled it out and everything. Are you going to pull it out and everything? And I'm all like, what are you talking? And then she sees the ghost, right? With the beret on, which I'm all like, honey, if I would have wore that beret, I would have killed myself too. But, and the ghost, which I wish with these ghosts that pop up, I wish they would have told us a little bit more of their story, because
we only get the backstory on the one that she sees get hit by the car.
Exactly. So when this beret woman shows up, she's like, you don't think I'll do it? I'll do it. And I'm all like, what are you going to do? I'm interested, honey. What's going on here? And then she gets up in her face and she like freaks out or whatever. But then I love how she, Jessica Alba, I don't remember her name. She falls backwards in that chair, knocks over that waiter. And I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of here, you helper. And the maestro guy's all like, Jessica, get your shit together. And I'm like, Yo, dude, calm it down.
She literally just had eyes put in her
Right,
face.
exactly. Right. I bet you if you had a testicle implant, you wouldn't be all like, get your shit together, fucker.
If you had a dick surgery and I, punched in the dick, you wouldn't be getting your shit together. You'd probably shit your pants.
Exactly. So I just love that. And I love how he's apologizing for her. And she's like, sorry. And I'm like, you have nothing to be sorry. I'm like, first off, she could have played that off and be like, what kind of fucking like chairs are these, fucker? I fell in them. Like, get your chairs together. I also love, you could tell he was an asshole because he went up to the counter to pick up his order and he was all like, is this like vegan or whatever he says?
Yeah,
I
he
don't know
was
what he
already
said. Yeah,
bitching. Yeah.
exactly. I was like, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, I can tell this guy's a fucking douchebag. Like, he's a
Yep.
douchebag in general. And he's from like Prague and shit. So, you know, those Europeans, they're all like hoity-toity and shit. And I'm not talking
Okay.
about the UK Europeans. You know what
We're
Europeans I'm
not
talking
talking
about.
about the nice ones. You know who
Yeah,
you are. We're talking about the ones that even you hate.
exactly. It's so true. Wait, what'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was just gonna say, then the doctor, because she's having these issues, sends her to the therapist to help her
Right,
associate.
exactly.
This guy, like, is this a real job? Because I feel like they could just give your family a book, and like your family could be like, that's a pineapple.
Right, exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, when he was all like, that's a pineapple. And I would just want to be like, yeah, she was blind, not an idiot, you know?
And
She
she
wasn't
even says it. She goes,
retarded. Come
I
on.
like pineapple.
Yeah, I know, right? I just can't. I need a minute. I need a minute. I can't. I can't. Oh, sorry. I need to. Oh, that was good. That was a good one. Thank you for that. You are so good. You're so good for sharing that with me because I forgot about that for a hot second.
And then we see her in the elevator and with the Chinese lady whose Chinese son who jumped out of a window apparently because of a
Which,
support card.
yeah.
And she's been seeing him, and the mom's like, is he here? And her sister's all like, what's that about? And she's like, he's dead. I don't know.
Yeah, which I just want to say, like, okay, so when that part showed up, like, excuse me, if I was the mom, and you know me, I don't believe in ghosts and all that shit and everything, but if I was her, wouldn't you like try to get a hold of Jessica Alba and be like, hey Jessica, listen, can you talk to my son for me? Because and then of course if I was Jessica, I'd be like, listen, he just keeps asking about his report card. It's really weird. Was he not a good student? What's going on here? Which I wish they would have explained that whole situation because I was just like, was his report card bad? Was it good? Did he just lose his report card? I'm like,
Yeah,
I'm
like,
so confused.
what's the situation?
Yeah, with the report card, I'm like, listen, honey, we've all been there before. We don't want to disappoint our parents, you know, study wise. But I'm just like,
Well, some of us, you disappoint more than others.
nah, maybe in school, but not in life, fucker. I
In school with
don't know.
report cards.
I'm amazing, you piece of shit. I'm I
I
love
am
you. I love you. You
spectacular.
are pretty spectacular, yeah.
Let's just put it this
And
way.
technically
Grades do
you
not define what kind of an adult you will be.
that's true. And technically you beat me in both because you were a better student and you had more kids than me. So you beat me. You beat me. It's
I didn't
fine.
realize life was judged on the number of kids we had. And those fucking 19 and counting people are taking all of us.
And I might have another one out there. You never know.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't either. Anyways, okay, so yeah, the whole I again, it goes back to those. I wish they would have explained the ghost's backstory a little bit because, like, I the little kid, I was kind of interested in that whole situation.
Or do you remember the creepy old guy in the elevator
Oh
too
my
that was
God,
like
that
Blair
part.
Witching it?
Exactly. Okay, so that part when but first off, when he showed up, like, I don't know about you, but if I had this ability, I would literally just talk to these people. I just like, what's,
what are you staring at in the corner, dude?
Yeah, exactly. Because he didn't like have a, because I paused it and he didn't have like a face. So I would literally just be like, dude, what's going down? What happened? What do you want from me? Like, what do you want?
Talk to me, bro.
Okay? Yeah, talk to me. I'm interested. I'm here to listen, okay? Because I
do
can
I need
see.
To tell Chelsea you really loved her and you're sorry you melted your face off? Come
Exactly,
on. What am
exactly,
I doing here?
exactly. You know, we all can't, you know, I know guns are delicious, but you're the only one that ate one. Okay, so I love her, okay, real quick, backtrack, okay? I love that Parker Posey set up a surprise party for her when she gets home and she's like, surprise, and she can only see everybody blurry, which I'm all like, that's not the best way to see Miguel from downstairs or whatnot. But
she's not even recognizing them by their look. She's recognizing voices.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love how she like grabs the bald guy's face. She's like, oh, this is what bald looks like. And I'm like, that's not what bald looks like, because you're feeling him and you're seeing a blurry vision of him, honey. I'm like, we need to, Parker, I love you, but you should have waited a couple more days, just a little bit more time. Okay.
So have like a close, intimate, like three or four people to welcome her home, but everybody, including the doorman, should have waited a month
right.
or so till she
exactly.
got real vision.
Exactly.
And I love when she's walking on the street, because when she's walking on the street when she's blind, everyone gets out of her way, and now she can see, and everybody's like, "Fuck you!" When she's bumping
you.
Into her.
And I love how she's got like, you know, superpowers where she stops that guy on the street and she's all like, and he's like, I didn't even see that. And she's like, neither did I. I'm like, that's so funny. Look at you, Jessica Alba, being all witty. I love how we don't know her name. Okay. So
Sydney. It's Sydney.
Oh, you ruined it, fucker. Oh. You ruined it. Okay. So, all right. And I love how when she gets home, she's like, Miguel is all like, hey, you got your new TV. Welcome to 148 channels or whatever he says and everything. And I love how she's watching like the worst television ever. I'm like, honey, put on an episode of True Detective, not this bullshit you're watching. Like, come on.
You have to realize people talk about TV shows. You can't throw on The Office or something. Mm. You're just throwing off.
Exactly. Like. You're yeah, right, exactly. I like those House Hunter shows will be around forever, honey. Watch some good ones. Come on. Okay, so and then okay, so after she's I wrote these certain scenes down because I thought these were particularly ridiculous. I love when she's watching TV and then she falls asleep and she wakes up, right? And then she wakes up and there's like smoke in her hallway, right? And then she immediately starts choking. And I'm like, I don't think this is how this works. Like, I'm just a little confused on this because she's like, I can't breathe. And I'm all like, but you.
Vision.
Yeah, exactly. This is, has to do with your vision. I'm so confused. Like, I get the walls changing, like they're melting into whatever it was and everything. But the choking part really confused me. Now, I did also like. But I did like when she saw her visions, like, cause like when she's in the little factory or whatever, and she's like, I saw some people burning and everything. And then the one ghost grabs her arm and then she's got that burn mark there and then it disappears. And I'm all like, well, I'm like, did
like, how come it disappeared? But the smoke was choking her.
Exactly. That's my whole thing. Like, I'm all like, already your story's not tracking, honey. Like,
you're
I don't
so
get
consistent.
It. Exactly. Like, I'm all like, like, I'm all like, listen, I'm not disliking this movie, but a small piece of me is like, this movie is bullshit. And then,
then there's the Chinese cafe.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
The other fire.
Yeah. Which
that again,
I,
how come she wasn't coughing in that one? The flames were all around
exactly.
her.
Exactly. See, already. See, exactly. The thing about this movie, it doesn't stay consistent.
Yeah.
And I'm all like, listen, if you guys just would have kept the same flow going, I could be there with you. But I kept throwing up my arms. I'm like, oh, I'm so sick. Jessica, pick better projects, honey. I love you so much. But this movie
but
sucks.
I think this was at the time in her career where she was literally taking everything that was offered to her because she was in so much stuff. But
which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I get that money, honey, but
yeah,
you know, what is that company she has now, like Own or something like that? Yeah. I can't remember. It's or Honor, I don't remember what it's called.
Honor, yeah, I think it's after her daughter.
Yeah, right. So I did like the restaurant scene because the whole time she's sitting there and I'm all like, you know, bitch wants just to order some noodles, honey. Yeah. Like, why are you guys not taking your order? And I had forgotten about this scene. And then I love when the menu curdled because it was on fire. Yeah. Yeah. And then like I remember the glass like cracking. And I love how the little man is like chopping up whatever with the little thing. And then it all explodes. And I'm all like, oh bummer, she doesn't get her noodles and everything.
Can we talk about again another consistency? She was sitting in a booth of a burned out Chinese place, but not a stitch of ash on her. She still looked like she was prepared to go somewhere nice. Yeah. And the guy just randomly shows up. And I know she called him, but he moved fast.
Right. He did move fast because he is stalking her because she's hot. I did because he was all like, this place burnt down like 3 months ago. And I'm all like, oh, okay, great. Why? I thought this was a premonition thing. Why is she seeing shit that happened beforehand and everything?
I don't know. Maybe because it's related because it's a fire and the thing she's seeing is a fire. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that makes more sense than this whole movie. So that's fine. That's cool. I did like how she was walking in the street before she went into the restaurant and she passed through that blonde woman and then she saw the blonde woman and then I love how the demons, the little
Don't Grim you love Reapers? How the blonde person is just as freaked out as her?
Right, yeah. She's just like, what just happened?
You walked through me. No, you walked through me.
Yeah, right. Right.
Little alien, like Roswell, little demon thing.
Yeah.
Collector. I wouldn't go with them.
Right. And I love how every time she sees one, they growl at her. And I'm like, listen, bitch. You growled at me, fucker. I didn't want any of this.
Everything. Like, I didn't know these eyes saw crazy shit before I got them. I wouldn't have taken them if someone would have told me.
Right. I just love that part. Like, I just love that and everything. It's just so good. Okay, so then I also, one thing that I also loved was when she, after she's all said and done with all of the I think it was after the Asian kid. She is that when she goes to the hospital and she sees the picture and she's like, who's that? And she's like, that's you. And
yeah, like, well, and they take her back to the hospital because she's not doing well,
right? Which I mean she's doing well, but she's not doing well. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, and everything.
She didn't order defective eyes.
Right, yeah.
She ordered nice ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She wanted the normal eyes, you guys. And I feel like everybody that took part in the surgery knew, but they like didn't tell her. And then they're like, well, we can't find out that information. I could lose my license if I find out that information.
We're just going to write her off as crazy.
She's schizophrenic.
She's hearing voices, seeing things. Wasn't the eyes. It's her. It's her.
Yeah, it's her. It's her. So I love that her, and we find out the little girl dies. I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. That's kind of sad. But
and she chases her, like trying to stop her.
Right. Which I was all like, honey, I think you know how this works. I think you know how this plan goes down.
You've seen enough of these.
Yeah. Okay. So I love when she goes back to her house and her plan is to just turn out all the lights and then shut up the bleachers and then blindfold yourself. Like, that's her whole plan. And I was like, your plan sucks.
Double darkness, blindfold blink.
Which I'm all like, why don't you just blind your
hiding from the ghost
under the blankets? It's so ridiculous. Like, I'm all like, I'm just like, this is the worst plan ever and everything. I'm just like, it's so good. And
adult, like she still has the process of thinking. I don't think that's what she does.
Right. So I just loved that. I was just like, this is a horrible plan, but I guess at the same time, I'm loving it.
And then the doctor takes her to Mexico.
Oh my God.
Would you have gone to Mexico with him?
No, I'd have been like, no, I'm not going to Mexico. This is ridiculous. But at the same time, I still loved it. Cause I was like, listen, at this point I'm along for the ride. Let's just do it. But I love how, and we didn't talk about this, but the very first scene is a bunch of kids running down this girl, calling her Broja or whatever. And I'm all like, which is witch in Spanish or whatever. And I'm all like,
And she kills herself. That's how Jessica Alba gets the eyes, is the girl commits suicide.
Yeah, she commits suicide, which I'm all like, yo, honey, you're gonna like, there. I'm like, these kids are little demons. Like, kids are mean. I'm like, I'm like, if this was my kid, I'd be like, what did you do? Whack, 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 and everything. I'm like, oh, stop that nonsense. But I love how when they get to Mexico,
kids
right?
are vicious. They don't know no
They
better. Everyone who wants
are.
to say, oh, kids save the darndest thing, they're so sweet. No, they're assholes.
They are pretty assholes. Trust me, I have two of them. I mean, they're great, but they're assholes.
Well, in our
My
family, it's kind
favorite.
of genetic.
Well, my favorite is when they tell me I have a big belly, and I'm like, that's so funny because I'm now using your college fund as a personal trainer fund, so I won't have a big belly anymore, fucker.
Right after I had my youngest,
Mm-hmm.
the next oldest was only 2 years old, and so the youngest was maybe 2 months old. My two-year-old walks up to my belly and smushes it right around the belly button, and she goes, oh, it's a baby's butt.
You're like, well, I don't like you anymore. You're not my favorite.
Wow. I just had a baby.
Yeah, you're kind of a dick, yo.
It's one of those parenting moments where you're like, don't hit your kid. Don't hit
your kid. I know, right? It's like, I don't believe in spanking, but you motherfuckers test that shit every day.
And telling me my belly button looks like a baby's button is seriously
yeah.
away.
Yeah. My favorite is when they grab my chin fat and they start playing with it. I'm all like, I am so ready to beat you right now. Like, I just like, I'm so angry. Like, okay.
When they
Okay.
start slicing up what genetics they, well, you're
Right.
not there yet, but eventually your kids will start slicing up which genes they got from mom and which ones they got from dad. And you're just like, you know,
You know, yeah, I tried, okay. Yeah.
So,
Please don't call CPS, you guys.
We
we're
love
really
our children. They
we
are
do.
well
And
rounded and
that is a
great.
good mom. I'm a good dad. I have no problem admitting that. I'm a good dad. Okay.
I have never, never spanked my
Yeah,
children.
me neither. I'm a good parent. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Anyways, so
So
okay,
they're in Mexico.
can I may say one more thing? I love how the mom of the girl that died and gave her eyes to Jessica Alba, she has a heart attack. And I love how
She was in the factory that burned.
That
And so, like,
blew,
half her body's burned.
And they all blame the girl that could see the dead, that can see dead people, and that Jessica Alba got her
Because
eyes.
she
Okay.
tried to get everybody out of the factory.
Yeah, which I'm all like, listen, I just want to say right now, I am not superstitious. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in anything. But if somebody showed up at my work and was like, get the fuck out, there's going to be a problem, I'd be like, I'm going to leave right now, you guys. I'm just going to,
Locking out.
yeah,
Taking
I mean,
my
that's
smoke
exactly,
break.
I'd be like, I'm just going to go
My
outside and
supervisor would be like, you don't smoke. I do today.
That's exactly how I'd be. I'd be like, I'm just going to take like 10 and just go out and hang out in my car for a hot minute. And because I'm like, what's the worst that could happen, right? Like, so I love how after she has a heart attack, the therapist is like, I'll be back for you. And Jessica just takes a nap in her bed. And like, she's just like, you know, she's just like, I'm going to hang out in this house.
They're driving away in the car. And she's like, I'm just hanging out here.
Yeah, exactly.
Who am I gonna talk to? You don't speak Spanish. We've established that. The little kids are scared of you. What is happening? And she
Exactly.
does. She
She
goes into
does.
the old lady's house, climbs in her bed, and takes a snooze.
Takes a nap. And I love how when she wakes up, she's like, John. I don't know if that's his name. She's like, John. And I'm like, honey. I'm like, John's not there right now. It's either your ghost friend or it's a, you know, a drug
And then she
cartel.
goes into the basement. No
Right.
way do I go into the basement of somebody else's house without them. You don't know what bodies are down there.
Right, exactly. So, all right. So this all leads up to this big thing at the Mexico border.
So yeah, so the old lady dies. They realize you know, she knows what's happened to the chick, whatever, and they're driving back to the US.
Right.
And Jessica
And
Alba sees this premonition of like a bus on fire and a little girl begging to get out of a camper.
yep.
When she wakes up while they're in line at the border is closed temporarily because on the US side, there's a high speed
a
chase.
high speed chase, which I love. That was like so good.
And then she realizes as she looks around, there's the Winnebago, the bus is up there.
Yes.
Now she's losing her shit.
She's losing her shit so hard. Like, she's going, she gets on the bus and she's like, everybody get bomb. She gets on the bus. She's like, there's a bomb.
She runs to the back window and it's that 160. Like, this whole time, I'm not going to lie, I thought she was seeing like a subway station. And
I'm like, at this point, I'm like, can this movie end? Because this is ridiculous, and but I'm loving every minute of it.
We got to get everybody on this bus. Yeah, exactly. Everybody get off the bus. There's a bomb.
And again, I'm not going to lie. You remember that video that circulated on the internet recently where that woman was like, that guy is not fucking real and everything on that plane video? I would have got off the plane. Same thing with the bus. As soon as this bitch got on the bus and she's like, get off the bus. I'd be like, I'm getting off the bus for like a hot minute and everything.
Like, she doesn't belong here. I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'd just be like, I'm getting it off the bus, you guys.
And then she just starts running and banging a car, yelling, there's a bomb. Get off.
There's
the
a bomb. There's a bomb underneath your car and everything. So, and I love the mom that gets out of the Winnebago and she's all like, and she gets knocked out. And I'm like, shut up.
Just right, hits her head on the Winnebago and is laying on the car.
Oh my gosh.
And she's locked her kid in
the car, which I'm all like, shut.
Wait, isn't the driver's door unlocked? Because what's she planning on going back in?
Like, so, it's so stupid. Like, she's like, baby, stay right here. I'm going to go check stuff out. And I'm all like, listen, if I was in a car by myself with my kid, I'd be like, I'm not getting out of this car until I know what's going down. And then I get my kid out first. But this woman, no, she's a big dummy and everything. So,
so dumb.
So I love how there's the car chase comes through the border and it like hits this gas tank.
It's a tanker. Yeah.
And
it
explodes. Okay.
So immediately explode. It punctures the tanker.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the gas leaks out. And then when the car explodes, the tanker explodes. And Jessica Alba has saved hundreds of lives.
Hundreds. So many. Except for her eyes. Except for her eyes. She peeks out. And the glass at the vehicle she's at. The blast hits the glass and it hits her eyes, her possession eyes.
So this is like, why did she look? She already saw the vision. She knows what's happening. Why?
Because she wanted to be special again and be blind. And I'm just... And then
you do that? Don't take the donor eyes.
Exactly. I love how the last scene of this movie is her playing the violin and her new boyfriend, the psychiatrist guy. I don't remember his name.
Yeah, and her sister, Parker Posey.
Love her, Parker. Yeah. And she's playing the violin and she's doing it so perfectly, which I just want to say, I couldn't tell the difference when she was blind and when she wasn't blind, but what do I know? Maybe my hearing isn't... sophisticated enough to
in the movie world, it was probably a professional playing it when she was blind, and she was probably trying to play it
right. Yeah, and then she opens her eyes, and her eyes are like all white because she's blind again, and she's super happy about it. She's
not
like,
all blind people's eyes have that faded iris thing going on,
right? For sure. Which, if I was blind, I'd wear sunglasses everywhere. I'd be like, even in a nice ball gown dress, I'd be like, I'm wearing sunglasses, guys. I'm blind and everything. So, but
be like, asshole, why are you wearing sunglasses? Right? I'm blind, dick.
And whenever, if anybody ever asked me that, this is exactly what my response would be. I wear my sunglasses at night so I can. That would be my response to every single time somebody was like, where you were wearing sunglasses, fucker.
I see the sister next to you with the phone going, come on, do it for me, do it.
Right.
Do
it. It's so good. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah. So I am not a fan of this movie as I once was, now seeing it years later as an adult. Sure. But I would say, if you're looking for something that has some comical moments, or you could do a drinking game of every time somebody dies or those little ghost figures appear, you take a shot. It could be fun that way. But
right.
Otherwise, it is free right now on Pluto, I think. Pluto TV is where I watched it. Where did you watch it?
I watched it on, I believe, Amazon or Tubi. I can't remember off the top of my head. I remember.
Yeah, I don't. I
I
just saw
watched it for free.
Yeah,
That's the
I
thing.
watched it for free as well. So you can take a look at it. I go, there's a lot better options out there, but that's my opinion. What about you?
I would say if you are a Jessica Alba fan or you are a ghost paranormal fan, by all means have at it. But I mean,
but it doesn't really answer your questions. And most people that are into that paranormal stuff, they want some kind of closure.
I would agree with that 100% because the whole time I was like, I kind of want to know more about like the woman that is in the cafe shop with the beret, which, by the way, berets, please stop wearing them in movies. They're so gross. I wanted to know more about like what was going down. Like I was like, why couldn't there be like a
and why are they
mystery
appearing in
about
the
it?
cafe?
Exactly. Like what
you
was
know?
going on there? Like I have more questions than I do answers.
Because in a lot of other paranormal movies, they may not give you a glimpse of the person's life, but it gives you an explanation. Like either the ghost talks to the person or the person talks to them off camera and they just magically reiterate to whoever what's going on. You don't get any of that here. The only person that you know about is the little girl. We know she dies of cancer because she talks to Jessica Alba. Give us a little bit more of that.
Exactly.
So, alrighty. Anything else you want to add?
No, not really. No, I'm good.
All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at BS Drunk Pod to stay updated and hear all of our fun facts about the movies that we're watching. If you listen to us on Apple Pod or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating and a positive review. It really does help us and we truly appreciate it. We will be posting this on our YouTube channel. You can check us there at YouTube BS Drunk Movie Reviews. Don't forget to hit that subscribe and like button and toss us a little comment. Just say hi, say, you know, do better, do worse.
Do
it
better.
Was great. Thumbs
we
up.
Are awesome fuckers.
We
don't
are
say do
amazing.
Better.
Also, we started a Patreon. If there is a movie series that you're interested in and you want to see our reviews on it, we have done the Bring It On series, Sex in the City, Scream, Jurassic Park, and
so
much,
good.
Much more. Also, check out our shorts on YouTube. We've started doing those as well. But most important, guys, don't forget to drink, recap, review, and repeat. Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.